Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 55. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on? Fellas.
Not too much.
I jumped the gun.
In the script, it says don't jump the gun.
Cut.
That's not true, creepies. It is not in the script. We don't have a script, remember?
Scriptless.
It says in the script we don't have a script.
that we fly?
So we're scriptless.
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
That is scriptless. You guys doing okay?
Yes.
What is happening?
What is happening at a hot stop? Kids love that. Oh, we are just ready to record.
We got the giggles, don't we?
Yeah, number 55. Manny?
55.
Yeah. You know, Sammy Hagar can't drive 55, but
so
we can record 55. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
Darn righty.
That's right.
And we got Sam, the pup. He's come in for the first time tonight.
He wants his pets, yep.
I know. He's got to have his lovies. It's funny when he came in, he was on his chair with his baby. I love that. He's got
his Pooh Bear. That's like his whoopee.
Oh, I love it. So, glad the creepies can join us for episode 55, a mini 55, I should say. And want to tell their, not there. tell our creepies what we're going to talk about.
I will. We'll jump in.
Something like that.
Head first, feet first, whatever. We're going to talk about runestones, and this is Nate's choice, right?
Sure.
Congratulations to Nate.
It was Nate.
Runestones.
And I'm going to admit, I had never heard of runestones. So.
We're just sitting after recording last week or whenever it was.
Last week.
We're just sitting there chit-chatting. I go, how about runestones?
And we're like, yes, that sounds like a good idea.
And what are those? And I thought the whole time it was ruin stones.
Ruin, R-U-I-N.
We're going to ruin them stones.
And it's R-U.
And not the Rolling Stones.
Did you say that? Yeah.
Okay.
I knew I could not have spoken intelligently. I may still not be able to speak intelligently on them, but I knew about them, I guess. I just didn't know what they were, really. So this is an education for, I think, all of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to lay the foundation because you have granted
foundation.
Me that.
Foundation.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's Fiddler on the Roof right now.
Tradition.
Okay. So a runestone is typically a raised stone with a runic inscription. But the term can also be applied to inscriptions on boulders and on bedrock. The tradition began in the 4th century and lasted to the 12th century, but most of the runestones date from the late, the Viking Age. Most runestones are located in Scandinavia, but there have also been scattered runestones in locations that were visited by Norsemen during the Viking Age. Runestones are often memorials to dead men. Runestones are usually brightly colored when erected, though this is no longer evident as the color has worn off. The vast majority of runestones, again, it says runestones quite a bit, are found in Sweden.
Sweden.
What are they, runestones? So in the runestones,
It said it like 52 times out there, didn't it? Did it not?
What are we talking about? I heard you the seventh time.
Exactly right.
Runestones, I got it. I wasn't sure the first six times.
I'm going back to Encyclopedia Britannica.
So there you go. That was the foundation.
And then one of the big ones that I always remember, because I remember it being sort of in the news at one point, is the Kensington runestone.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kensington.
Kensington?
Yeah, and I'd heard about this too. So when you mentioned it, I was like, oh yeah.
The Kensington runestone is a slab of gray whack stone. Covered in ruins that was allegedly discovered in central Minnesota in 1898. Olof Oman, a Swedish immigrant, reported he unearthed it from a field in the large rural township of Solom in Douglas County. It was later named after the nearest settlement, Kensington. Or Kensington. I don't know why I keep mispronouncing that. The inscription purports to be a record left behind by Scandinavian explorers in the 14th century, internally dated to the year 1362. There has been a drawn-out debate regarding the stone's authenticity. That's a big word. Mm-hmm. But since the first scientific examination in 1910, the scholarly consensus has classified it as a 19th century hoax, with some critics directly charging Omen with fabrication. Mm. Nevertheless, there remains a community convinced of the stone's authenticity.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. I do say.
You just did. Yeah, right. That's true.
I don't remember when I was younger why it was on the news. It might have been part of that whole trying to figure out if it was real, if it wasn't. I remember it being on the news at some point. Or maybe another one was found.
So you knew about this as a kid?
Yeah.
I didn't know anything until last week.
I'm impressed. I am.
I really did not.
Yeah.
And you said you did, John? Or knew, or
I'd heard about that, the Kensington Stone, before. And I have seen some of this. And the thing that I when you look this up, too, there's another part of this. Runes, they have little stones that you can have. And there's supposed mm-hmm. there's a offshoot of this. It's about ritualistic magic and alchemy. That is not what this is, although it is kind of rooted in that, because it's all about mysticism and kind of secret languages of magic and all
yeah,
this kind of stuff.
They're having to try to decipher what they're trying to say on the, yes. on the runes. And
a lot of this comes from... Norse, an old Norse religion, the paganism from that, the Germanic religions and things like that. So there's, it kind of bleeds over, but some of the videos was listening to are like the rune stones that we're talking about a lot of times are to revere people. And a lot of the messages aren't super like amazing. They're just like, or here just lies like, whatever, you know,
or like historical type. Events of what happened when they're there. They, you know, it wasn't pen and paper back then, so they just wrote it down on a stone somewhere.
Yeah, and each one of these inscriptions means something, or each one of these symbols. And they said that like different people might translate it a little bit differently, but for the most part, most scholars can agree pretty much the messages behind these. And then they said that these started to become Christianized, so you're going to see a lot of them in Scandinavia that are have crosses on them. So it's a lot of, you know, it's like graves and things like that, that they are, it's a very respect for the dead. Right. Mm-hmm. And then they started eventually growing out of favor. You know, people stopped using them as much. Mm-hmm. But I think they're really neat, and it's neat that a lot of this stuff has lasted throughout the ages as well. They, like they said, a lot of the colors are gone or have worn off or down, but, and so they don't look exactly like they did when they first started, but I think it's really neat that a lot of that stuff still exists. And then they said, I mean, there were some different, like there was a statue of a lion that has really weathered. And they said the statue has been known for years, but they didn't realize that it had these rune markings on them. And they said it was so weathered that it was really hard to get the translation from it, but they said using like computer technology they can kind of decipher what it was meant. But again, it was just marking, you know, the history of what was going on there and why this statue was made and who was made in honor of. But I thought that was kind of neat that there's even things that are like looking people in the face for all these years, and it's like, oh, there's inscriptions here we didn't even realize, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Sphinx, you know, we talk about the Sphinx and the pyramids, what they would have looked like over and over time. You know, we kind of miss some of those facts, you know.
Sure. Mm-hmm. This says many accounts said runes were used to communicate. Rather, they were used. Am I reading this right? Were used to written and carved onto the stone. So it says what left to us. Man, this is, I think is written bad. What was left to us are the rune stones with the carvings of runes on the surface telling the history or simply the daily habit of the Vikings in their time. Mm-hmm. So it might not be mm-hmm. anything crazy.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Just notebook.
I gathered. Yeah. Yeah. Is it like
a
informational
journal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
Like this is very matter of fact almost to them.
I just never heard of these runestones. Yeah. You know, and it said there was no official source showing the origin of runes or how the runes came into being. Mm-hmm. There's mythology, obviously, or, you know.
Some things that we take for granted now, you know, in history, they may think, oh, where did this come from? And how did this mm-hmm. come to, you know, just things that get ingrained in cultures. And I'm sure just in the Scandinavian or Nordic cultures, this, like I said, just probably evolved, you know, like, and it probably isn't that big of a deal to them. But it is fascinating to think about, like, how did they come up with this?
Right. And they said a lot of them were used simply just to call out the gods. Mm-hmm. the Nordic gods, they were, you know, might have been used for that purpose. Mm-hmm. Just all kinds of different things. Yeah.
This has a list of different, like famous runes that have been found around. Mm-hmm. One of them is the, Harjaskam, and that is a cone. Let's see. Well, first of all, it's interesting that rune comes from the Nordic word for mysticism. Not even after the development of an alphabet have these amazing spells lost their mystery. Some are used as warnings, others to tell of fallen warriors. Runes can be written in any direction and have an existential role in our Nordic identity. The stories of ancestors and their adventurous spirits. So this comb is called the Harjaskam. It's a comb of bone, and it may have belonged to a man named Harja about 1,850 years ago. It has been found in the Vimos in Funen and laid in the bog around 150 AD. I don't know what any of that means, somewhere in Scandinavia. it's from the Roman Iron Age, so it's pretty old. Actually, it came from around the Mediterranean. It's called the Smoke Runestone, and it is Rokstenen is a well-known runestone from Östergötland in Sweden. I may have butchered that. The granite stone is approximately 382 centimeters high. The smoke stone contains the world's longest runic inscription. This is one that I'm sure you guys saw when you were looking, and it looks to mm-hmm. me it looks pretty big,
yeah, mm-hmm.
and very ornate.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of these are going to be they're interesting. You look these up. They're the Vadstena Brud.
Nailed it.
It's a gold. Let's see. It is of gold with runes. Oh my gosh. This doesn't even make sense. It is found in the Vadstena region. I have no idea where that's at either. So a lot of this stuff is unknown to me. Wow. This is. Ooh. So anyway, it goes on and on. There's codexes with it. It's called a rune stick. The High Odin Amulet. Gosh, so missing rune stones. There's a ton of them. Mm-hmm. Turkish mosque, there's a rune. So there's Borten Topes stones. So yeah, there's a ton. So they're scattered all over. Again, they're mainly in Scandinavia, but right. I mean, they go as far as Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota.
So
yeah.
Shout out to Minnesota.
Some information on why they call that one the Kensington stone.
Mm-hmm.
Why they consider it as being fake is they estimated the inscription was roughly 500 years old by comparing its weathering with the weathering of the backside, which was assumed was glacial and 8,000 years old. The wear on it was from the glaciers.
Mm-hmm.
They stated that the chisel marks were fresh. More recently, geologist Harold Edwards has noted that the inscription is about as sharp as the day it was carved. The letters are smooth, showing virtually no weathering. They also mention in that this one Professor Hotchkiss, state geologist of Wisconsin, estimated that the ruins were at least 50 to 100 years old. Meanwhile, this other guy, Flom, found a strong apparent divergence between the ruins used in the Kensington inscription and those in use during the 14th century, saying that the language of the inscription was modern compared to the Nordic languages of the 14th century.
Huh. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. These are very, I mean, not knowing anything about them, never heard of them, it's a lot of good information of what, you know, why they were used, who did them, why they came about.
They're not necessarily weird, but they are just really fascinating. You know,
it is
fascinating.
Well, trying to, you know, figure out this language. And like I was also reading, like, they're translating the Kensington runestone, and like there's Latin in it, there's Arabic numerals, there's all sorts of different I don't know, like languages, I presume.
Yeah, right.
You know, there's modern Swedish in the translation. So yeah, it just, there's a lot going on trying to transcribe these things.
Well, and I think that this just, you know, we come up with a lot of interesting topics. This is one that, like, I'm pretty sure most people out there are not going to be either know about at all or familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's interesting. I mean, it, just like anything that we talk about, it is piquing your interest and go look at it a little further. I think it's interesting that the main purposes, a runestone serves three main functions, which we've kind of talked about already: memorials for the dead, self-promotion, and religious beliefs. Memorial runestones were created for individuals who died at home and abroad. When prominent people, usually men, died, a stone was erected by family members as a memorial piece, kind of like we do in gravestones. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised at I know you said like about three different main reasons, but I mean, here's one. It says Vikings actually carved messages of love and affection. So they used runestones to relay victories in battle and personal triumphs, but the messages can also be surprisingly tender. In central Sweden in the 1050s, a farmer named Holmgoat raised a runestone over a runestone over his wife Odinisa, where he tells the world that there was no better woman to run a farm than she. In Scandia, the once Danish region of South Sweden, a warrior named Sax raised a runestone in the 980s to commemorate his comrade, Asborn, who did not flee in battle but fought until he no longer had a weapon to wield. So, yeah, many reasons that they used runestones. Or, and I'm sorry, real quick, they even used them to brag. It says, one thing we can say for certain about the Vikings, this comes from Mental Floss, by the way, they were not humble. If they had achieved something great, they wanted people to know about it.
Right.
Wait a minute, and we're talking about 2022? I mean, were they on? It's just their version of TikTok.
Social media, right?
It says, if they had achieved something great, they wanted people to know about it. What better way to carve it than a runestone? A man named Ali told the world while he was still alive that he had been a Viking in the British Isles with the Danish king, Canut. C-Nut? I don't
know. I'm going to go with C-Nut.
Canut the Great. It's just funny. That cracked me
I
up.
Know. I ran rag. The more I ran into all the runestones and where they were at, I was like, I am just digging a hole, because these are like, it gets very complicated where some of these places are even at and how to go through some of these terms and words.
Names and, oh my gosh, yeah.
Do you want to know what the Kensington text translation is?
The what? Text?
Like what it says.
8 Geats and 22 Norwegians on an exploration
journey. Welcome to a bar. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
From Vinland.
It's a punchline.
Vinland. Okay.
To the west. We had camp by two skerries, 1 day's journey north from this stone. We were out to fish 1 day. After we came home, we found 10 men red of blood and dead.
Oh.
AVM... Ave Virgo Maria, save us from evil. We have 10 men by the sea to look after our ships. 14 days travel from this island in the year 1362.
It's like message in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Message in a bottle. Kind of from the Vikings, right?
Never heard that song.
Without the
it's the Viking police.
Yeah, just because their thing is like the language being closer to the Swedish of the 19th century than the 14th century. They still claim that it's a hoax.
There were also references when I was looking it up, and I can't speak intelligently, on this, but the, Game of Thrones, I have not watched. I need to still watch. They had runestones in that, apparently. So that goes into that, and then, which I'm sure that's more the alchemy and magical type stuff. And then there's also like World of Warcraft. I also don't know much about that, but so some of these games that have runestones too. But you can order all kind of stones that have these markings and stuff on them, so. I think that's interesting. Like I said, I watched a couple of videos and I was like, oops, this is the wrong part. this is the magical, like I said, alchemical part, which I find it interesting too. But I was like, oops, this isn't really what we're talking about.
These rune stones, they're ruined. Yeah. They are actually, they're just journals. They're sticky notes to remind themselves of stuff, or their social media ways to announce their, so this says, they used them to explain a person's social position. It says people are mentioned on runestones in relation to family members as a way of explaining who they are. Because of this practice, we know that Vikings trace their lineage through their mothers and their fathers, depending on which parent had the higher social standing. That's interesting. They're going to like, well, let's see, which one's more important?
It's like a billboard.
Yeah.
on one 12th century runestone from the Swedish region of Uppland, not far from where Estrid... Johnson, no, I'm kidding. Estrid Sigfest's daughter. Wow, we apologize because we do have Sweden as listeners, and we're not trying to butcher them.
We're
laughing because it's
we so, really don't know how to do
it. We're making fun of ourselves.
we need to take a course.
where Estrid, I'll say, lived, a man named Ragnvald declares himself to be the chieftain of a warrior band in the Byzantine Empire and the son of
the Byzantine
Fastby, his mother. Ragnvald never mentions his father. That's interesting. He never mentions his father because his mom had the higher status.
It's cool that they exist and they're able to decipher them, because then now you have written historical.
Oh yeah,
Viking history.
It's the fingerprints of the Vikings, right? It's the Scandinavian people, right?
Yeah, like the hieroglyphics Egypt, you know. Yeah. You kind of get a feel for what was going on, for whatever they were talking about.
And the Vikings are sort of like one
of those... They were brutal.
Yeah, one of those crazy troops of humans. You know, like you have the pagans and the, you know, all these different groups that are like just different than everybody else.
Like Yankees fans.
Yeah.
Well, I...
Sorry, Yankees.
I think it's... they say that... I've heard that Viking... No, you know, we think of them as wild and like the berserk... You know, the idea of going berserk.
They destroyed villages. I mean, they would just land on a...
They were fierce warriors, but they say they could also be very... I hate to say it. I don't know how to say it. They were intelligent. They knew how to... their ships were immaculate the way that they made them, and obviously could travel long distances, and they were foolproof, right? But they... So they were intelligent people, yes. But they also said they bathed regularly, cleaned their hair. Mm-hmm. They were actually well-kept, and they could be very polite. Hygienic. And
they weren't constantly with dirt on their faces.
Which is how we perceive them. We think of them as barbarians.
Barbarian.
They actually
they
were...
They act like barbarian.
They did.
They were barbaric.
But they say they could actually be very respectful to women and
appealing looking.
Right.
I guess.
Kind of how physically. We would... chivalry is what I'm trying to think of, you know. But that's... And I'd only heard that recently where it's like, wow, that's not how I pictured the Viking people at all.
But they also took those women from...
They could also... Right. Yeah. They could also have a dark side, right?
Oh,
but I just think it's interesting.
I didn't know that. That's a new one.
I just heard that the other day or not too long ago where it was like, huh, I did not know that about the Vikings. Like,
you're Viking and you think
heathen, rugged, barbarian, warrior.
I mean, the only thing the only thing they really wanted to do was just to destroy other people's villages and steal their wives and kill the men. And
that's why we use think them as, of them as
and I'm don't sure see a tender side at all. But
yeah,
I guess they could. Yeah. Or apparently they did.
They were also, I mean, they were brave. They were explorers. They were, you know, but yeah, they also, there's also some negative.
Yeah. They, well, and they've lost, though, the bad thing, they've lost, what, I think 4 Super Bowls?
At least.
They've been in, I mean, that's good. They've been in them, but they can never win it. Poor Bud Grant couldn't, oh, sorry. I was thinking the NFL. Like.
Minnesota. Speaking of Minnesota.
But yeah, that's a, these are cool. The rune stones.
They are.
And I'm like glad them. I know that's not ruined stones or. I had a kidney stone one time. That was bad.
That ruined you, right?
Was there ruins on it?
Oh, yeah. There was ruins, all right. 2,500 of these rune stones. 2,500 in Sweden alone.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. It is.
They got a corner on the market then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They got a corner of the stone. No. Cornerstone.
Hey, cornerstone. Yeah, there you go.
I just like the bragging part. I like that.
Just a stone toss.
They also used them, they were evident of a far-reaching trade network.
Hmm. Oh, all right, yeah.
So they were, said Swedish Vikings located at the center of trade and communications network maintained close ties to civilizations from the Netherlands to the Middle East. Okay. All kind, and this article says they were not tombstones. So do not get them confused with tombstones.
Oh, I won't then anymore. I'm going to stop saying that.
That's right. That's
why. I just, that's how I just came across it, I think about them as what how we... How we perceive tombstones.
I don't think they marked graves. I think they just
told.
Right. Yeah,
that's why they're saying they're not.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there's right, and that's. I just feel like a gravestone is. There's a reverence there, is what I was thinking.
Oh, absolutely.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm glad to know of runestones. I learned something, and I hope the creepies did too.
We passed on some knowledge. I love it when people
I
learn.
I did. I learned.
Yeah, like, I learned something. Wow, is all I got to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, when I think I typed you the show flow. Or no, not the show flow. I don't know what I did.
The
I
script?
Was, script. And I, no, not the, not the script. Not the script. Nate, read the script. It says don't talk about
the script. Don't talk about the script.
And I put Runestone.
First rule of Fight Club.
Oh,
don't talk about Fight Club.
I was doing the schedule. And I'm like, hey, take a look at this. Make you know, look over anything's wrong, like dates or whatever. And
yeah.
you go, no, everything looks good. Except I think it's rune stones. I go, not ruin stones. I go, oh, okay. I was like, I thought it was ruins because I had not started my.
I typed in
research,
the way you put
so
it.
I
and
literally
it was like, it keeps taking me to the other. So I'm pretty sure that. Yeah.
So I've got that now. Rune stones. I double checked myself. Ruin stones. Unless they're in ruin, then they're ruin.
Because I've been known to make a mistake ruined or
rune
two
stones.
Mm-hmm. Or 12.
And not rhinestone, like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah, like oh,
or Rolling
like
Stones.
Runestone so, cowboy.
Dun, dun, dun.
I thought that was going to be the rap.
Yeah. You guys have anything else to tell the creepies about Runestone?
I don't think so. Nothing more than I know.
Okay. Well,
they could tell us something then.
Yeah.
Don't let this ruin your day. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And yeah, thanks for listening to, what was that, Middle Age Mini number 55 discussing Runestones. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See you.